It's 2 pounds of green veggies.
Here we go.
Welcome to episode 104 of the Nerdcast podcast, not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and we are coming to you live, / pre-recorded, from the Watchtower. So let's go around the table and introduce everyone. We got Matt, Big Matt.
Yo.
Jay.
Hey.
Matt, a.k.a. Dave.
Dave, Matt!
And sound guy Steve.
Kimchi.
Music, whatever.
Damn, that's a hot jam.
Yeah, that was
Jay,
good.
Jay, that was a nice cut right there. Well done. You. Well done. Way to find that unknown group, trying to give them some spotlight.
Fire and wood.
Yeah. I've got some connections.
Yeah.
Oh.
Called Twitter.
Cool. At this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor.
You better recognize.
I will turn over the... whatever I'm trying to say here, over to our official beer snob.
I'm going to hand my mic over.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
I don't know what's happening. Who are we drinking, Jay? I don't know what's happening.
We got some narrow gauge beer. They were on a podcast years and years ago. This is a double dry hop Fallen Flag, New England IPA, 7% ABV.
Yeah, it's adding to my BAC. That's for damn sure.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Tony just went Brett Hall. He's like, we went beer.
So my brother for my birthday got me a Drunk as Hall shirt.
Drunk as Hall.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Last weekend.
Well, I'm like, where am I going to wear that to? Because I can't wear it to work.
Church.
I can't wear it.
Yeah.
I would, except there's people
Rick
there with
it. Just wear it to the one that used to be a porn shop.
Yeah.
Brett Hall wearing Ric Flair drip. What is a Ric Flair drip?
Oh, that's a song.
Is that a song?
That's a rap song.
Okay.
Did
the Ric Flair drip is when you're dripping with gold chains. Ric Flair was actually in the music video.
It makes sense now. It makes total sense.
We should cut that song in here somehow.
Cut the song
that,
if you can.
That fits in with our first topic.
Yeah.
Top 5 wrestlers.
Woo!
Oh.
Woo!
Woo! Someone shot me.
So who grew up watching wrestling?
I did. Yeah. Definitely. Every Sunday. Yeah.
So yeah, our Sunday routine.
You went to wrestling.
I went to a match,
with Papa.
Way back in the day.
One of my greatest memories of life is going to wrestling.
So our Sunday ritual was going to church, breakfast, grocery shopping, and then WWE.
Wow.
That was our Sunday.
WWF at the time.
WWF at the time, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Yes.
But Saturday night was WCW Saturday night.
So, in honor of Harley Race, who recently passed away.
R.I.P.
His wrestling school is about 15 minutes from here. Yes, he had
Kansas City.
No, it was Troy.
Oh, okay.
In college,
you're so close.
Podcast.
Yeah. So he used to have a traveling promotion in Mid Missouri. Yeah. And they came to my college, and so Harley Race's wrestlers he was teaching would wrestle in front of us.
So house shows. Okay.
Yes. Cool. And nice. Ming the Merciful was there. Remember Ming from WCW?
Haku.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's one of my favorites.
So. I'll start out with my honorable mentions. One controversial, with the other one's tied to him. Okay. Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit.
Ooh,
good call.
Very technical wrestlers.
I remember Benoit.
But
yeah.
Chris Benoit is not in anything you will ever see from WWE again.
He's on the network.
Is he really?
I have it. They have not edited him completely out of matches yet.
Because at the time when they were doing DVDs, he was out of everything.
He's still in the WCW stuff.
Is he?
On the WWE stuff, they probably edited him.
Yes.
Four Horsemen.
He's a real lady killer.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry?
Wow.
That's like a Steve comment.
I don't even know that, but all right. Good way to go, Dave.
So you don't know the story of Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh. I do not.
Because of CTE.
Don't do roids.
Concussions, steroids, everything. Mm-hmm. He strangled his wife and child and then killed himself.
He used his finishing move on his child.
That was the rumor. We don't know for sure.
That was the rumor.
Nice.
But yeah. And so WWE does not show him anymore in their
Or reference him.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's been edited out of history.
They don't even call it the Crippler Crossface anymore.
I know
Jericho
still talks about him sometime on his podcast.
But Jericho's not WWE.
That's true.
He's AEW now.
True.
So.
He had a very, as very tragic, just.
Yeah.
Very sad. Very, very sad.
All right.
Why did bring the podcast down?
Yeah, Eddie was fucking great, though. Eddie was one of the best performers.
He was one of the best technical wrestlers you'll ever see.
From concussion syndrome as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died of a... Basically, his heart gave out from years of drug abuse and steroid abuse.
Yeah. All right, so number five, I put The Rock.
Okay. That's your number five, is The Rock.
I appreciate his mic skills, and his wrestling skills weren't necessarily there. I'm big on mic guys, though. Yep. If you can entertain me... Yep. That's like the biggest thing. And so that's why Benoit and Guerrero are just outside.
Okay. But Benoit had no mic skills.
No, he didn't. Yeah. And that was one of the biggest things that's against him.
Mm-hmm. It was actually one of the... He had a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he did one vignette. I was watching this recently. He beat someone in such little time for a title that the next night he went on Raw and they did a clip of him wrestling this guy. And on this, like, a split screen of him making a cup of coffee. And, like, by the time he makes the cup of coffee and takes the first sip, he's beat the guy. And that was his idea.
Hmm. All right. Who you got, Matt?
My number five?
Number five.
Austin. Stone Cold. Okay. Stone Cold. My skills off the charts. Entertained always. Attitude Era.
Yeah.
One of the epitomes of Attitude Era. So, yeah, that's my number five.
I didn't make it five. I'm going to be a total...
unprepared?
Poser. Yeah, well, that and poser. I don't know. I just have five wrestlers in mind. I didn't...
okay, go mind. For it.
Just name one of
just,
your
Yeah, just name
oh,
one.
Oh, well, Macho Man. No, Randy Savage.
Macho Man. Ooh, yeah!
Who apparently is part of the MCU. I saw there was an article that he's been incorporated in somehow, but I don't know.
Well, he was in Spider-Man, though. Bonesaw.
Yeah, but
that was it. That's all I ever saw him in.
I didn't read the article, so I can't say more than that. But go look for it. Yeah. Go Google it.
Google.
All right, Steve, you got anyone?
Top five? Yeah, I actually did. I paid attention like this asshole.
I have names, asshole. I didn't do a ranking.
Stone Cold.
All right.
Yeah, that's number five for sure.
Changed the business. Yeah.
He did.
There's the one guy I'm trying to think I could see who he is when we get down later to it, but it's almost with the face painting and the...
Gold Dust?
No.
Ultimate Warrior?
No. Yes, thank you, yes. Thank you. Thank
who
you,
is
thank
it?
You. Sting? Ultimate Warrior. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When we get down further, yes, thank you. That's
Ultimate Racist, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I can't John wrestle Rock. A black guy. He smells like cotton.
John Rock. All right. Wrestling anti-gay
Jesus Christ. What, cocoa butter? What the fuck?
I'm going to go with a tag team with the Hardy Boys.
Hardy
Boys.
Hey.
They revolutionized the tag team game in the late
Between
90s,
them,
early
the
2000s.
And Edge and Christian.
Edge and Christian, yeah.
Nice.
That ladder and chair, ladders, table, and chair match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, who you got number four?
The Outsiders. Kevin Nash.
They brought competition to the Monday Night War.
Yes.
And they created the Monday Night War.
Well, and even before they went to WCW, I mean, Big Daddy Diesel and Razor Ramon. Yeah. I mean, they were big name guys.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. They weren't great technical wrestlers, but again,
awesome
they were great on the mic.
Awesome on the mic, yep.
They got the people behind them. That's all you got to do. Yep.
I mean, and people still pop for them when they show up at wrestling events.
Yeah. My number four is Flair.
Yeah.
The Nature Boy. Well,
when it came to, Mike skills, I mean, when he got hospitalized, all these quotes and shit started coming up, or like people were playing clips at work and shit. Mm-hmm. He goes, "I've spent more on spilt liquor than you've made in the entire year." I'm like, he's like, "Woo!" That's the funniest fucking shit. That clip was amazing.
He's just a staple of the business.
Yeah.
You know, some of the best behind the scenes stories involve him.
His fur coats and shit.
One and like,
I'm like, is this Joe Namath? Or is
wasn't
this
he a drinking
player?
Buddy of Andre's too?
I'm sure he was.
At some point, they had to.
Because Andre was famous for drinking like 70 beers in one night.
Yeah.
Like I thought,
dude was also
and wouldn't feel anything.
9 feet tall and 500 pounds.
And I thought Flair tried to go tip him.
I heard
couldn't do it, but
a bunch of different wrestlers tell of like he was in some hotel in Atlanta that had a glass elevator, and he got in the glass elevator to go up to his room in the penthouse and dropped trowel and just pushed his dick up against the glass elevator all the way up.
I guess the documentary that came out, somebody said that...
The 30 for 30?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, yep. I guess... well, you know how big Schwarzenegger is.
Yep. Yeah.
That dude's not a small man.
Nope.
But apparently Andre the Giant just like picked him up like nothing and set him on top of a fucking... I don't know, was it dresser or
that was the HBO Andre the Giant. Oh, yeah. That,
yeah. Like he just... Yeah. Matt, you're picking a Schwarzenegger like nothing. Just, yep, there you go.
Funny story. Andre Haku Meng.
Yeah.
It's the only guy Andre wouldn't mess with.
Yep.
Because he wouldn't take that shit. Hmm.
Really?
If you talk about tough guys in pro wrestling, nice. Meng was the only one that Andre would not touch.
Hmm.
I don't know who that is, but all right.
Because he apparently took some dude's eye out in a bar fight once.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. All right.
Jesus.
Good to know.
Yep.
All right, who got number all right, three?
Steve.
Oh, we forgot.
Number
yeah, there are other people on this podcast other than me.
Wow.
They didn't make
yeah.
the list.
When they're over there going like, yeah. Then. It's a tie between Ultimate Warrior and...
Ultimate Racist?
Yeah.
John Rocker?
No.
Sorry.
Mark Schott.
President. Yes. Mark Schott, John Rocker.
Well, I'm trying
President
Mark
Trump?
With face paint.
Well, it's that, the 80s and 90s, because Papa, when we used to watch it, Ultimate Warrior and Mick Foley.
No.
Well done. Nice.
He should be everyone's
choice. No, because
they just came up to the anniversary of the Cell.
Yeah, the Cell one. I watched it and I was like, I fucking remember this.
He got off of the.
He got thrown through the announce table and then got thrown through the cell on the tags.
Yeah.
That was one of the most ridiculous moments
in
wrestling history.
The Taker at that point going, how do you do that to another human being?
What? And his wife was sitting there watching it. Oh.
Yeah, the.
Brutal.
The play by play of them both talking was just like, yeah, okay, we're gonna do this. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Yeah. It's like, fucking dude.
Well,
Jesus Christ, man. You're like half dead.
The cage wasn't supposed to give way.
No.
And the chair wasn't supposed to land on top of him.
No. Yeah.
The chair that fell through the cage with him landed on his face, knocked the tooth out, and then when he landed...
Through his
lip. Yeah.
And it came out through his nose.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I don't think there's anybody that's sacrificed more than that guy.
Maybe Terry Funk.
He loves the business.
Yes, yeah. Terry Funk did a lot of crazy
barbed
stuff.
Wire
yeah. Mm-hmm.
He retired 27 times.
Yeah.
I'm done. I swear.
Yeah.
All right. Raven.
Raven.
Okay.
I love Raven for what he did for promos because he came from ECW.
Yeah, the ECW days were amazing.
The ECW days were amazing. He was never the greatest in-ring worker.
No.
But when he jumped to WCW, he raised the bar as far as making shit entertaining and make sense.
Yeah.
He made everyone have to up their game on being on the mic.
Yes, Raven's
Flock. He brought in grunge music and that whole thing to wrestling, which was cool because everything was still heavy
metal at
that point.
Came in his flannel shirt tied around his hip. But
Yeah. And, you know, if he didn't get into drugs, it would have been a lot better of a career.
Kind of like the Hardy Boys.
Oh, that's true. I mean, they both became world champions after the drugs.
Well, before the drugs, after the drugs, during the drugs,
yeah.
All right, number three, I got Piper.
Rowdy
yes.
Piper.
Oh, there was
Bit.
Wow.
His fight with Mr. T.
Well, and
so good.
They continued to use the Piper's Pit segment even up till his death.
Yeah.
Yep. He's one of a kind.
Yeah.
Staple.
Yeah.
Staple. Okay. I got Sting.
Okay.
WCW Sting.
Also, woo!
Yeah.
And they still rumor about him popping up every once in a while.
The fact that he was able to change from the beach blonde character, you know, pretty wholesome face.
To look like the crow.
To the crow.
The anti-EWO.
A complete ripoff of the crow.
Right.
And it lengthened his career for another 10, 15 years after that. I think. Well, no. How long was he doing the crow thing for?
I think he's still doing it. He showed up in WWE a couple years ago doing it.
He got injured with a match with Seth Rollins, which basically was a career-ending injury. His personal
He was like 60 years old, too, though.
He's like 60 years old.
Broke his hip.
But he was
he was
the face of WCW.
Oh, it was a neck injury.
He was for a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the Hogan, we'll say, of WCW.
But before Hogan got there, yeah.
So that's who I got.
I like the Undertaker, honestly. That dude just kind of looked. He just scared me. His trench coat and hat and shit. Yeah, I was like that dude.
That was my number two, by the way. He's my number two on my list. So we'll just talk.
I just remember seeing that dude. I'm like, that dude just looks like.
Just talk about a shtick that you thought was going to be a one time thing that he made last way longer than it should.
Well,
it still works.
Yeah, just look at the Grim Reaper marching up to the fucking ring. I'm like,
20 plus years of undefeated WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the big thing until Brock took him down.
Yep.
Fucking Brock.
We'll forget about the
Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Sorry.
We'll forget about the American Biker era.
American Badass or whatever. It was. Yes. Yeah. Last that, ride.
It was Kid Rock theme song. Yeah.
He had to go with the new metal.
Yeah. You got to keep the.
Yeah, you do. And he'd been in the Undertaker persona for like 20 plus years at that point. They had to change him up somehow.
I remember having the Sarah tattoo on his throat.
This is his wife.
That was his wife.
Was his wife, right?
Was.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I think he's tattooed over it.
He married Michelle McCool, who was younger.
One of the divas.
Diva.
He should get a tattoo that just says, not Sarah.
Not Sarah. Not Sarah.
Wow.
I would say that'd be funny.
Can like, I get the divorce
it.
Guy?
Wow. It's like, I get it. I get it.
Zing. He said zing.
Did you add not to your ass after the divorce?
I did. Not justice anymore.
Is that next to your semicolon tattoo? Oh.
My story's not done. My story's not done.
Who you got, Steve?
I'll jump to some female. China is in China clit. So there you go.
Oh, God.
Oh.
For fuck's sake, man.
Yeah, I was trying to think about it. I'm like, yeah, because
what wrestler almost has a penis that I could like?
X-Pac.
Yes. Yeah, I love
1, 2, 3 kids.
Yeah, I love a vagina that looks like roast beef. Woohoo! Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hope Solo, your favorite soccer player.
You think when Hope Solo sends nudes, her like boyfriend's actually like, "Hey, if you're still at Arby's, you give me number 3
with the fries." Hey. It's fries. Yeah, there we go.
You.
Hold on. Sorry.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
I feel sick to my stomach now.
Number 3, I'd go with Becky Lynch. She's kicking some major ass right now.
She is.
Giving the women some respect, which is great. Some attention, which is great. And she can hold herself on the mic like just as much as like Cena or Stone Cold could.
She got big tits.
She's the female Stone Cold.
No, but she's pretty badass. And she's Irish. I'm okay with that.
Irish, look at me tits. Please write that down.
Stop calling me Irish.
Oh God.
29, 50.
Got it.
It's almost like Lucky Charms. Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Chris Jericho for number 2. After that.
One of the best on the mic ever.
Yeah, when he...
Oh, yes!
When they showed him coming into WWE and they played those Y2J promos, and he came out and just owned the mic.
Oh, yeah.
He was...
What's the name of his band? Saul?
No, Fozzy.
Fozzy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he's got a great podcast.
Oh, dude.
Too,
yeah.
His show he does on fucking SiriusXM and his band, Jesus, dude, they're fucking actually really good.
And he's part of AEW now, so he gets a lot more freedom than he used
to. Talks about that all the time.
Got them a lot of attention up, so that's good.
Fozzy.
All right, Matt?
I already did my number 2.
No, Undertaker. Okay.
Jesus
Undertaker.
Christ.
I do like Andre the Giant, honestly. I just...
That documentary was, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah. And he, I mean,
could you imagine living that life though of just never being comfortable ever anywhere you go? Nothing ever fits. You know, your clothes, you have to get specially made clothes.
Yeah,
your bed, you can't lay in a bed the right way.
So
I can't either.
Sit on a toilet.
Yeah,
he used to have to go in the bathtub.
Yeah,
my
hotels.
Shit,
my kids have seen.
Then he would tip the room service people, like the guys who would come and clean,
to smash it down.
He'd tip them like $500.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Because they'd have to get rid of it.
So my kids have seen Princess Bride, and they know who Andre the Giant is.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah, and they were.
Wow!
This isn't last episode.
That's what he would say to the hotel staff.
So,
God.
So my kids didn't understand how big he was. So I showed them that picture of him holding the beer bottle.
Yeah.
and it looked like a baby beer bottle in his hand because his hand was so huge. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable.
Jesus. Gentle giant, though.
Yes, yeah. He was.
Very, very gentle. But just imagine always having to be like on your toes about like, I can't. Like, if you just go to shake someone's hand, he could pretty much break anybody's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Too, you know? Just a different way of living life. Could never imagine it.
We have no more beer, do we?
Fuck. Oh, you're going to step away and it's your turn.
No.
Go.
Undertaker number two.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We are out of beer. Fuck.
Crack the other stuff that we have in mind. The other narrow gauge, Matt Barrett.
Oh, we don't have to take your beer.
No, it's fine.
Okay, fine.
All right, it's a sour IPA, so I don't know if you'll like it.
Number one.
Right, wait, we didn't get...
Two. Okay, I still have a number
Jesus.
Two.
Yeah, what's Matt? Come on.
Why are you such an
Just
ass?
Because you're original, oh, Matt. You're original, Matt. We'll go to the other Matt, too.
Wow.
Number one.
Well, my number two is pretty...
Who is your number acceptable. Two work for?
Road Warriors.
Oh.
As a team.
Man.
Two tech?
Original yes. Tough guys. Yep. Old school. You didn't want to fuck with them even out of the ring.
They're Unitas.
And there's some tag teams you have to include together. I mean, they those
Doink
two together.
Doink and Dink.
Oh, what a rush.
Yeah. Those two.
Doink and Dink? Holy fuck.
Yeah, you're going old school there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there's some tag teams that you don't think of separately. Like I said, the Outsiders.
Dudley
and
Boys,
you can see maybe one or the other, but yeah. The Road Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash go together yeah. just like Scott Hall and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I get it.
Scott Hall and Narcotics. Too.
Yeah. Anything. All
right. My number one, a little more recent, CM Punk.
Wow.
That's a good call.
The pipe bomb was one of the most amazing things I've seen in wrestling.
Yeah. Where he just didn't care anymore, right?
Yeah, he was leaving. He didn't care. They said, fine, here's the mic. And he just laid into everybody. He's like, John Cena, I threw you through the table. I like you personally, but I hate your gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and John Cena has not popped up on anybody's list.
No, yeah. John Cena is the guy that kids, good, they push yeah, the kids, yeah. But CM Punk was the independent wrestler that came up and they would not push. Mm-hmm. He was like the big guy in the reboot of ECW. But they had it off to the side so no one ever got to see it. And eventually they kind of pushed him onto the roster, but they wouldn't let him do his thing. And eventually when he said he was leaving and fans kind of got in an uproar about it, they're like, okay, here's the mic, do your thing. Oh, and he tore them apart. Like they cut his mic
yeah,
in the middle of a live Raw.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
He was one of the guys that changed modern wrestling, I think.
Very definitely unique. Got asses yeah. in the seats again.
Holy shit.
What you got?
He's drinking the Brummel. It's a that sour is, IPA.
Wow, that is awesome.
So they took an IPA and aged it in a wine barrel.
Ah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So narrow gauge beer is they're nationally traded. People will reach out to people in St. Louis and trade for their beer.
Wow.
Some of the stuff they do is just unbelievable. And they just recently did a peanut butter and jelly stout that sold out.
It tastes like a jelly donut.
Yes, thank you.
When they do a new beer, it yeah. sells out in like an hour. Wow. People line up for this.
Based out of
Cucino. Am I going to a
yes.
coma
we can't drink yeah. any more of his beer after
that. Jeff is an amazing brewer.
Yeah, that's good shit, man.
Like I said,
it's like a good jelly donut.
I podcasted with him about 2 years ago talking about stuff he was doing. He was telling me about his barrel program that he was setting up at the time. And this is the result of it.
You just gave that to the guy with diabetes. Don't give him this.
I'm dying now.
I can't ride that horse, god damn it. Dude,
yeah,
that
my
shit
white horse
is
sugar.
That's why they can charge about 18 a four pack.
Yeah.
That's how much that was?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. What's the ABV on that? So you weren't joking about that earlier.
No, they're.
He's like, yeah, my tab was $42. I'm like,
they're expensive, 7%.
That's surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Sour IPA brewed with lactose sugar.
Oh, no.
Carissa bark and aged on blackberries and vanilla beans.
Dude. It's practically organic, dude. You're fine.
Huh?
Yeah.
And he cultivates the yeast down in North County, so.
So do I.
Boom. Oh! Wait, what? I don't know that, man.
Thought you weren't married.
I don't know what's happening.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, Matt, what's your number one?
Number one, The Rock. Come on, it's The Rock. He's best,
no,
on, the, best on the mic
that's
ever.
That's horseshit.
Best on the mic ever.
No,
I smell what you're cooking.
I
that's
don't
what
know,
I'm
man.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I don't. I, no,
his
The Rock's awesome.
His ring skills were great.
Yeah.
His mic skills, no one can match his mic skills. Come on. I mean,
yeah.
He was just a natural.
I mean, people could still quote what he said.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So his brand went beyond WWE.
You have about 17 other names written down under
down,
that.
I did
his matches with Mick Foley were amazing.
Oh, yeah, they were.
The Rocket Sock connection was great. Yeah. When they tag teamed together, I thought that was great.
With Foley and against them.
Well, because I was like, okay, the Goldberg era. Which yeah. I know, I guess the WCW guys didn't like Goldberg very much.
No, he worked
into
stiff.
His own shit.
Yeah, and he worked stiff. And
yeah. But it was cool at the time. I thought it was really cool at the time. You know, the undefeated streak was pretty cool at the time.
There's a really good... There's a match between Goldberg and Steven Regal in WCW that everyone calls out of, like, at that point, Goldberg was over 100 in his win streak, and he started believing his own, like, his shit don't stink, and that it was all legit. And it was supposed to be, like, a 10-second match with him and Regal. Mm-hmm. And Regal's a legit badass that will take you down the
good
mat
wrestler.
And make you tap out. Yeah. And he made it go, like, a minute and a half when no one else lasted more than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So he put him in like an arm bar and stuff, and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
It was just to give him a little dose of reality.
Turn it down!
Hey.
The French Canadian big tits over there are watching TV too loud. I'm sorry. I keep hearing it into my mic. I'm sorry.
And then I had
I apologize.
The Hitman. Just because, because of the 90s. He was the 90s.
Well, and the whole event with Vince kind of changed the game too, because I mean, after that, people got wind of what was going on.
Yep. And then Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, Shawn Michaels.
Man.
I mean, just one of those. Good technical. Pretty good on the mic.
Yeah.
Very good technical, I think.
Well, and.
But he was part of the Attitude
Era.
He
developed on the mic really well.
I mean, part of G-Generation X. You know,
and the whole thing with Marty Jannetty throwing him through the glass.
That
I mean,
was
that was shocking back in the day.
And then you already guys said, and then I'll throw in Booker T. I thought Harlem Heat was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. You know, just throw him in there.
See, when I made my list, I struggled with modern wrestlers that were good on the mic and old school technical guys.
Yeah.
And guys that you can't really root for anymore because they're racist or have rape allegations.
I mean, just for a sex tape alone, Hulk Hogan was my number one. So that's who I'm going with.
You're saying that for Brooke. We know it.
But here's the thing. Hogan, great on the mic. I thought he was great on the mic.
Just
horrible technical.
Horrible
at the time.
Ripping his fucking tank. Yeah, I'm like, cool.
I guess, was that McMahon more than him, you think? Just trying to push him over so hard?
I think that's how it started, but I think he really bought into it and took it with him.
And then just for last, I put Tatanka on there because I thought he was always funny.
Tatanka.
Yeah. Tatanka was a favorite of mine when I was a kid. Yeah.
See, you say that? As soon as you say that, I go back to fucking Dances with Wolves. Tatanka. Buff.
Jesus.
It's the only Indian name there is.
Tatanka.
Toner?
Toner, you go.
Number one?
I said Hulk Hogan.
Hogan?
That's your number one all time, Hulk Hogan?
Obviously, he didn't watch much.
Yeah. I did all old school shit. But also, just based off the sex tape alone, how is it not Hulk Hogan? Boom. Done. Tell me I'm wrong.
That nuclear.
I wouldn't watch that sex tape, so I don't know.
I didn't either.
I'd watch China before that.
But I can only imagine the sex tape is epic. Because he talks the same way in the bedroom as he does in the ring.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. It's true.
It's 24-inch python.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
I don't think I've called my wife brother before, so...
Take your vitamins and this D. Say your prayers.
Vitamin D.
Hulkamania is about to run wild on that pussy.
Oh, we got a snort.
Ayo.
And then Macho Man's on the side. Snap into it!
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Number one?
Man, yeah, I have to go with Hulk Hogan because of the
cheater.
Fucking
poser.
No, because of the guitar, man. Every time I see that during 4th of July, all I can see is him just doing that. I was just like, you know what? After everything, I'm like,
the Jimi Hendrix ripoff.
There you go. That's it. Just because.
All right, Matt, who you got?
I've got a number one and an honorable mention.
Okay.
Number one, Kurt Angle.
Ooh, yes.
Pound for pound, you can take down anybody.
The Olympic champion. It's true.
He was fantastic for being, like, within the first year, he was the best heel in the industry.
Oh, he owned the mic.
Yeah, owned the mic. He had no problem taking on mid-carders, didn't matter.
Yeah.
No problem.
And he would put guys over, too.
Not too seriously.
Yeah.
He did. He recreated the Stone Cold beer truck thing with a milk truck. That was fantastic. He was probably the best thing of the late 90s.
Yeah. I used to, when I worked at Blockbuster, I would leave notes to the opening manager and I would quote Kurt Angle almost
with
daily.
The three eyes. Yes.
It's true. It's true.
And honorable mention, other Matt mentioned Bret Hart, but Owen.
Bret the Owen Hitman Hart. Hart.
Yeah. Owen had a lot going for him, and he didn't let his big brother shadow overcome him.
And I remember that match when he passed away, and we were watching it on pay-per-view in college, and like we didn't know what was going on. It was pre-internet. Why they cut it out, and then we watched Raw the next night, and it was like...
Raw the next night, that was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
What happened?
Owen Hart was rappelling down from the top of the Kansas City Kemper Arena, and his rig gave out, and he landed on the turnbuckle and broke his neck and died instantly.
You didn't know about
it
this?
It wasn't instantly either.
A big deal, yeah.
It wasn't instantly?
It was not instantly. No. There's a really good podcast that covers it on like Pro Wrestling Insider, I think it was. But it's just the final days of Owen Hart, and he didn't want to do that at all.
No.
And the rigging wasn't set right, and he fell over 70 feet.
Oh,
shit. With his family sitting there.
The turnbuckle
was Raw in St. Louis the next night?
Yes, Raw was in St. Louis the next night.
Oh, my God.
He was coming down as the Blue Blazer.
Which was a great character.
Which was a great gimmick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he hit the turnbuckle, and the referee didn't even hear it. Like, he heard it, but he didn't know what was happening because he was facing the other direction. And Jim Ross had to get up and, like, tell the guy what had happened. And, yep. But he was an amazing guy.
Yep.
And, yeah, another guy who didn't care about taking himself too seriously.
So what, he fell 70 feet and broke his neck, and then he died later or some shit?
I mean, I think pretty much everything was broken. By the time, I think, on the way to the hospital, he died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then they continued to have the pay-per-view.
Gee,
they just blacked it out during that. Because the camera wasn't on him.
And so the next night it was here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And they had to have the memorial for him and
they took
everything.
Vignettes of like all the different stars crying and telling stories and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
They would have
like five wrestlers tell stories about him, have a match, go to commercial, come back. Have more people tell stories about him. Have a match. Go to commercial.
And he will never be in the Hall of Fame because his wife hates Vince.
Yeah. She blamed him for it because he didn't want to do it.
Merchandise. They can't mention his name.
Well, and it didn't help with the family history before.
True. The Hearts have a bad history with
him. I forgot to say honorable mention to Chris Jericho because of Fozzy and all the shit he does, man.
Chris
he is fucking cool, man. I forgot about him.
All right, let's go to a little more upbeat and some recent trailers.
Yeah.
Way to end us on a low.
Yeah.
I took it dark. I'm sorry.
So,
Jesus.
We'll start dark and kind of dark and go to Zombieland 2.
Yay.
Dystopian future, yeah.
Mm. Just more of the same.
Emma Stone. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Curtain matches the drapes, yeah.
So the single greatest part of the preview was when Luke Wilson shows up as...
Tallahassee's like, yes. Like
okay. Yeah.
And
then
the
like,
dude from fucking Silicon Valley is
It's
Jesse Eisenberg's
I just don't know if we needed a Zombieland 2. Later. I mean, how many years
are
we?
10.
Literally
10.
Is it 10 years? See, yeah. That's a long time.
But they're going from what I've heard, they're going with this it's been 10 years in the movie, too. So it's kind of living with it and going with it.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, I think they aren't trying to capitalize on what's going on with Walking Dead and how it's dying down, but I think they're going to parody it a little bit.
How much longer do you think the show has?
Walking Dead? Yeah. I don't know. They should have done a movie a couple years ago.
This is, I've already said this is the last season.
Is this the last
season? From what I've heard, they're going to try to milk it for as much as they can.
Because you guys ever watched, was it the spinoff?
I haven't.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Well,
no,
they've got Fear the Walking Dead, and they've got another spinoff coming out, too, plus the movie.
But Michonne's gone.
Yeah, Michonne's gone after this season. And they're doing The Whisperers right now. So I don't.
The book just ended.
Yes. And I don't see how. They've kind of given the middle finger to Robert Kirkman. And said, we're going to kind of do our own thing. We'll take your story, but we're going to adjust
his millions
it.
Off of it.
Yeah, he has. And he's got the ability to do whatever he wants for the rest of his life. Yeah. But I think he got to the point with the comic where he was like, I've told everything I need to tell. From what he said, he had an outline from the beginning, and all of a sudden, he was at the end of the outline. He's like, I got to end it. And so he ended it.
Don't stay past your welcome.
Right.
Yeah,
don't drag it out if you don't have anything to say.
Well, and the reception on the comic has gone down. The reception on the comic's gone down, and the reception on the show's way down.
And here's the funny thing, though. The last season of the show, actually, it turned around.
I haven't watched.
There was a lull where it was like, oh, Jesus, okay. But then last season's actually pretty good, to be honest with you.
Well, see, and I think a lot of the comic fans have kind of gotten off after the whole Glenn dumpster thing. And the ratings have been down ever since that.
Yep.
And so they missed their opportunity by creating these movies after.
They missed their opportunity.
Yeah.
When it was red hot, they should have made it then.
I mean,
Coral's dead, so you're happy.
Well, yeah, fuck that guy. But I think with something like this.
Coral lived in the comic,
Coral,
by the way.
Yeah.
Coral.
Not the real life kid. I mean, he's fine, but his character.
Chandler Riggs.
Yeah, Chandler, you're cool. Fuck your character. but like something like that, The Walking Dead, I think to go maybe five or six, because I think, five or six seasons, it kind of went pretty.
Five seasons is your sweet spot.
Yeah. You know, it's.
Think about The Wire. The Wire, five seasons. Deadwood, even though it ended early, Deadwood, three seasons. The Wire.
I just think.
Six seasons in a movie.
But that's the thing. If you would have gone five or six seasons,
like Dexter, they stayed way too long.
Yeah. Two seasons too long.
Three seasons was fine.
Yeah.
The third season was fine.
But like save like a big story, a big like, you know, climax or whatever. Save that for like maybe a movie or two if you can make it work. And
stop playing with your fly, Steve.
Somebody was looking at me. She wanted it.
Which one? Sorry. Somebody was looking at me. I'm like, we got to clarify. Because
stop it, Toner.
No. I want to hear him say it.
Tinky was looking at me.
Okay, all right.
Who's Tinky?
His wife.
That's Lori. It's Tinky. Oh,
that's her name, Tinky.
God, Jesus Christ. Sorry, go back to your Zombieland.
Fucking
sorry.
Love. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I was like, fucking love.
Yes, we have two divorced people here. It's okay. Two divorced, two married, and one thinking about it, so it's fine.
Oh, the look he just got. Wow.
Wait, what?
The look he just got.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Tiki's belly full. Oh. Jen's looking like, I don't know what's going on right now.
She's in the spirit world.
Do I have any more Smarties?
She's in the spirit world.
Stop it, girl. We have saltwater taffy over here.
Why do you talk like that?
Because that's what Tinky does when she goes. She's like, saltwater taffy.
Why do you tempt me with death food?
Are you going to marry a woman? Or?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, I am.
Yes, her vagina does not look like roast beef.
Oh, my God.
No China clit.
For fuck's sake. What were we talking about? I don't even know what happened, man.
Zombieland 2.
Okay, yeah.
So her vagina does not look like a zombie's.
Okay. Cool.
What else you got? What do we got?
It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
Very fitting in this podcast.
Well, Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers, I can see it.
It is, yeah.
Perfect casting.
Yep. So there's a meme out there saying, I hope Bob Ross shows up at the after credit scene setting up a PBS universe.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep. That'd be awesome.
They should.
They should.
Who would represent Sesame Street?
Oh.
Although they're not PBS anymore, they're HBO. But,
I mean, Jim Henson.
Kevin Spacey as Elmo? Somebody,
yeah, I mean... If
get somebody to play Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, it'd be good.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, Jim Henson, yeah.
Yeah, I think you get
Where's
Big
my
Bird.
Jim Henson
Big
movie?
Bird is
I need
Jim
my
Henson.
Jim Henson movie soon.
I think Big Bird is Jim Henson is a good idea.
Jim Lair shows up for, was it, for Newsbury?
Larry David is Jim Henson, I love it. Idris Elba. It's Jim Henson. I love it.
He can play anything.
He can play anything.
Jesus. Anything.
He could play Jesus Christ. Yeah.
He could.
He could play the shark in Jaws. Was that Ben Affleck? I can't remember.
That was Ben Affleck.
I prefer Idris, but that's just me.
We didn't talk about Jay and Silent Bob Reboot too much.
Reboot? Are you Canadian?
He is.
I don't know much about it, to be honest with you, to talk about. I know they're coming to St. Louis.
Affleck's
Have you not seen
it.
The trailer?
Okay. I seen
Affleck
the trailer,
was in the trailer and
like
said, bung.
He did say that?
He did. So they didn't know if
do
he was going to be in it.
Do we have Good Will Hunting 2 reference at all?
No, but Matt Damon is
Matt Damon
back
is Loki.
Yeah.
Spoilers on who's playing Blunt Man.
Who's Blunt Man?
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
What?
You've not seen the trailer?
Melissa Benoit as Chronic.
Jesus tits, man.
Yes.
Jesus tits.
Do we need a pause so you can watch
tits.
It real quick?
No, we need a pause.
It looked hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Chris Rock in it?
It's man. Coming to St. Louis.
No.
But,
Thor's in it.
Joe.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Joe Manganiello or whatever.
Yeah.
Was Chris Hemsworth? Oh, he was in it. Yeah, that's right.
He is, yeah.
Is Mark Hamill in it?
I don't
I'm
think so.
I'm sure he is somewhere.
He basically said everybody he's worked with over the last 17 years.
Yeah, Daryl from The Office is in there as a judge.
Yes. So
the interesting thing about
this. Justin Long.
Justin Long is in there.
As Kevin what was Smith his name? Brandy, was it Brandy St. Brandy was his name or whatever? Or
yeah,
Brandy
I think
Saint
the porn
Brandy?
Star.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith has foregone going the studio route, and yeah. He's not releasing to theaters. No.
Yeah.
So
he makes more money.
He did this with his last
it.
Movie.
Oh, is this straight streaming? Straight to video?
No, he's touring with podcast.
Yeah. Where he and, well, in this, Jay Muse, at least for this one, he takes it on the tour with him where he does a night with Kevin Smith and then he shows his new movie.
They
so
did,
he sells
oh,
tickets
no shit.
To live
they did,
theaters.
Did that with the animated Jay and Silent Bob's
which
Groovy
was,
movie, which was awesome.
He did well. He did it with Red State too. He just didn't come here for Red State.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh no shit. Okay.
So yeah, he's going to
he
tour
come here for Red
podcast.
State of John Goodman.
Yeah.
He's going to tour and podcast with it. Yep. And yeah, they're coming to St. Louis.
They're coming to the pageant.
So that's the only way to see the movies. I mean, to go to the
no, they'll have a, you'll be able to see it in the theater too. But
oh, okay.
But he's going to tour with it. Talk. Beforehand a little bit, show it, and then have a podcast afterwards. If
It'll
it's the same
be
way,
super limited theater release.
Yeah,
it might not be St. Louis.
Is Jeff Anderson in it? That's what I want to know.
No, but he's working it out to do Clerks 3.
He won't be in Reboot though.
No,
the return of Kinky.
But
Kelly.
Ben Affleck is.
Yeah, that's big. That's huge.
That's huge.
That I'm still waiting on my Fat Man on Batman episode of him and Affleck talking about Batman.
Maybe it'll come after this.
That'd be great. So. He probably has.
Although he doesn't call it that.
It's Fat Man Beyond.
Has an NDA.
I prefer the old episodes when he did one-on-one interviews.
I like Mark Bernardin. I like hearing them talk.
The solo Mark Bernardin episodes are great, too.
They are, too. Yeah.
When is Warner Brothers just going to acknowledge, whether they're going to release it or not, which they probably won't, or at least not anytime in the near future, that there is definitely a Snyder cut of Justice League. I don't want to go on a fucking tangent. He said the dude filmed an entire fucking movie.
But I don't think they've ever finished it.
That's
and that,
like special effects-wise, no. I'm sure like post-production
oh,
type
no.
shit.
It was two-thirds of the way through filming.
I thought, because I remember seeing
I
a video come
done.
Out. I saw a video come out. Now, granted, I just thought of, obviously, not your special effects shit. I know they do reshoots and all that.
Yeah,
there was
then
a video
you don't
on,
finish it and you release it as
but,
Wolverine Origins.
But there was... but there, okay, true.
Yeah.
But I saw Snyder on, I don't know if it was Facebook or Instagram, talking about Justice League had wrapped. Talked about it. Now, great. Yes, that's
what,
your principal photography.
Wait, what did Steve just throw in the trash can?
It's, don't worry about it. It's free
White Claw?
No.
I saw a commercial about White Claw.
He threw...
It was from Andy F's.
Oh, the strawberry margarita shit. Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is.
All right. Joe Dast's brother, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We got to point that out, so...
Well, I'm not drinking Jay's beer. I'm sorry.
That's
I would
okay.
drink more of it, but I...
Go for it. I mean...
Okay.
No big deal. I got... You should see my fridge at home.
I'm so glad I have to get up at 7:30 in the morning.
For what?
Going up to the property with Dad.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Your
Yeah, I forgot everything I was supposed to bring, by the way. Yeah. So I'll take care of that tomorrow or Monday.
Okay. Move on. Fuck cocksucker. Yeah. All right.
Family drama.
Sorry. All right. We're going to. All right. More beer. That's good.
Can I smoke? Can you smoke drugs in here?
No. Well, Jen already did, so it's fine.
Did she? Okay. Well.
It's just maybe.
We can do that?
Oh. Okay.
Smoke some drugs, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah, pack some cocaine up your butt. Fuck.
So I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go beyond that. J.J. Abrams might be doing Superman and Green Lantern.
Nope.
What?
Pass.
Get the no fuck out now, right now.
But
right
he's got a contract with Warner Brothers for like $500 million.
But look, if you
finish Star Trek, motherfucker.
Okay, J.J. Abrams, if he just wants to write a check and literally do nothing else, I'm cool with it.
Too loud?
Wait, it's funny that this came out because him and his son are writing a Marvel comic together.
What?
A miniseries.
Dude, I'm not...
Still. And it's pretty much... Hey, I'm J.J. Abrams. My son's going to do this, and I'm going to put
his
my name on
it. His son's writing it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have nothing against J.J. Abrams. I don't. He's a great producer, director, everything. I'm just saying, when I read his fucking original Superman script from the 90s, and I've lost all faith.
Well, he could be much better.
He could be.
Now.
But still, I'm like, all right, prove to me, okay, you want to make a great Superman movie with your name attached to it, do it as a producer, maybe have a little bit of input on the story, don't touch it anywhere else. That sounded very weird.
So I put too much thought into the Green Lantern side of things here.
Fuck Green Lantern. I don't give a shit about Green
Lantern. Here's the thing. Green Lantern's already tainted in everybody's eyes because of the fucking Ryan Reynolds movie.
Mm-hmm. Which is nothing on him.
Yeah.
That's all Warner Brothers.
He's proven that, too, with Deadpool.
He's not been introduced in the DCU yet, and there's a bunch of Green Lanterns you can fucking do. You don't do a single
technically
Green Lantern
has been introduced, but not the Hal Jordan
version. Justice League. Yeah, in Justice League they did. The Green Lantern Corps was introduced in Justice League.
Because they fought with...
Steppenwolf. Well, they fought against them against with Amazons, Atlanteans. And
well, right, technically the scene with Alfred when he says, thank God you showed up or something like that, that's supposed to be a Green Lantern.
I thought that was Superman showing up.
It was. They said that they had green lights lighting everywhere around. It was supposed to.
I thought there was a post credit scene though at the end when Kilowog showed up.
It'd be part of the Snyder.
Well, in the Snyder cut, yes, was Kilowog showing up at the end.
But like, with somebody else, if he did a Green Lantern movie, I would hope he would take some kind of a clue from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It needs to be two movies. He needs to set up the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, keep it separate from everything else for the first.
Don't even mention any of the other fucking heroes. Yeah. Set it up as a Green Lantern Corps movie. At the end, introduce the Sinestro Corps, the Yellow Lanterns.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole second movie, Yellow Lantern, Sinestro Corps War. Yep. Just a fucking space opera battle with these two different corps going at it. And at the end of it, pick whatever fucking marketing genius decides one of these Earth Lanterns is going to be on Justice League.
All right.
Have them mistakenly end up back on Earth and confronted with the Justice League. Now you've introduced them and you've had two blockbuster movies that have nothing to do with these other failed properties.
Okay, yeah.
And now you have someone that's going to put more butts in the seats, even though you have three of the most popular characters of all time who couldn't sell a fucking movie because you fucked it up.
So that makes too much sense.
But do you
exactly.
go...
DC would never do that.
Do you go one... Like, do you either go Jon Stewart or Hal
Jordan?
Jon
Stewart's the one all the kids know.
Or do you go both? Or do you introduce two at the same
Hal
time?
Hal is a bland motherfucker at
True.
This point.
But I'm just wondering, like...
What? Even bland in his heyday.
True.
But I'm just saying, like...
Which worked back then.
Because, you know, it's Earth and the Green Lantern, like... spend the time in the universe, whatever. Earth is not, or humans don't have much to add to the fucking, you know, galactic scale of everything. Do you like have a Hal Jordan and Stewart kind of? It's almost like a tryout, so to speak.
The first movie, I would make them like the foot soldiers, the dregs in the trenches, so to speak.
Okay.
And like they're not ranked at all. The second movie, because of the end of the first movie, they're now more important. They become the most important ones towards the end of the movie by defeating Sinestro, end up on Earth, probably Jon Stewart, because that's what all the kids know from all the Justice League
Idris Elba
is
Jon Stewart, just by the way.
That'd be fantastic. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
But that would be awesome, though.
Come on.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Then,
he'd be Kilowog, too.
Problem is, he's already part of Suicide Squad and is somebody we don't
He's
know
already about. Black Superman, for Christ's sakes. Come on.
He's Deadshot. And, all right, sorry, go
no,
ahead.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not Deadshot?
No.
No.
He's somebody else.
Black Tiger?
that's
the Braunsteiger?
Braunsteiger, yeah.
Rumor. Racist fucker.
Yeah.
Why can't he be bronze, Jay?
Yeah, he no black tiger.
Steve's worse. He snorted.
Jesus, that's look at those levels. Fuck.
Wait,
that's
all his sorry, snoring. Everybody.
Levels hot.
Yeah, level hot, sorry. Bitch.
But yeah, I put way too much thought into that shit.
Why not just skip it and go straight to Guy Gardner? Batman can punch him in the face.
With a bowl cut and everything?
Everything.
Everyone loves to hate.
Fuck Guy Gardner.
Who would play Guy Gardner? CM Punk.
Simon Cowell.
No!
Bring it all back.
Jackie Chan.
Seth Green. With the bowl cut and everything. As Guy Gardner.
Shia LaBeouf. I'd like to see Batman punch him.
Shia LaBeouf.
Who's the Irish actor
you have to gender reverse it.
Seven Psychopaths.
Anybody?
Seven Psychopaths?
The Irish guy.
Is it Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell. He could pull that shit off.
Or what about...
It doesn't have to be a redhead. You don't have to make him a redhead. Just make him a complete asshole that you love.
The artist one.
He's the asshole that
you love. We need to cast a jack-off in this movie.
Green Lantern?
I like Colin Farrell.
That was Jon Stewart.
Nope. No.
Okay, you're thinking Kyle Rayner?
Kyle Rayner.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, how many Earthbound Lanterns we got?
There's six now.
He was full of controversy, too, because his girlfriend ended up dead in a refrigerator.
Fridged.
He killed her?
No.
She had no plot, specific plot to her until she was used as a corpse.
In a refrigerator.
Well, if he didn't kill her, who the fuck cares?
People.
Because they created a character.
Women.
The only woman in the book...
Yeah.
They used as a prop, basically.
So she died in the kitchen? Is that what happened?
Someone crumpled her up and shoved her in a fridge and left a note on the fridge.
Well, at least she was in the kitchen.
Did she not see the clock on the oven?
Oh, God.
I was like, do you not see where I'm going with this? I'm literally being an asshole.
We saw.
Okay, I'm like...
We were just leaving it.
I'm like, he's playing along. I'm like, okay, he's nearly a misogynist or something. I don't know what's happening here. All right, my bad.
Jesus Christ. The two married guys are being quiet.
No. The clock was broken. I'm sorry.
He's not married yet.
It'll still happen afterwards, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh,
From Good Times?
Star Trek.
But Abrams, I think
he's dynamite.
Let him just straight up produce. I don't know. And then we'll see what happens. As a producer, he's fucked. You can't argue with his resume.
So, based off what he did with Star Wars, are you confident he can handle DC?
I'm not confident DC can handle DC right now.
Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers doesn't have a fucking clue. Jeez.
No.
But I'm curious. I'm curious if they brought him in for that purpose of starting to say, hey, let's try to save this. Because we fucked it up already.
Well, and they've obviously said we're not going to go with a connected universe based off Joker.
I just want a Man of Steel 2. Could we just start there?
Yes.
Just start all over with a Man of Steel 2.
Yes.
And go from there.
And make it not a Kryptonian that he fights. Because that's been done way too much. Yeah. Not Luther and not a Kryptonian.
Who would you have as the main villain?
Parasite.
Okay. And I like that.
Or Mongol.
They haven't...
Brainiac. Brainiac would be great. Lobo would be like a side character.
And they haven't learned from Marvel because obviously Marvel's seen what Sony did with Spider-Man. And they're like, well, we're not gonna start out with Green Goblin. We're going to start out with anyone you've seen. We're going to pull the Vulture in to start with. Mm-hmm. DC's like...
Which was done perfectly.
It was.
They'll build a Green Goblin. They'll get there.
Oh, yeah, I agree they will. And
movie shows Oscorp too, so that's good.
And... Green Goblin could be the overarching villain for the whole Marvel Universe, but DC's like, we're going to throw everything against the wall and see what sticks.
It's so bad. It just literally, I've said time and time again, I don't need you to copy off Marvel. But look, I mean, they clearly, look at the fucking blueprint. The shit works. Yeah. Do something similar.
Well, and
they just try to shoehorn some shit in, cut corners. It's like, it shows. You have a great opening weekend. You lose everybody in the second and third weekend. But at the same time, you got the suits. Like, all right, well, we made the money we need back on it. So it was a success. Right. Yeah.
So along those lines, I watched Shazam recently.
I love it.
Fantastic. Is that available for rent yet?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was going to rent that. Wasn't
it? It is.
It's amazing.
It was really good.
It was really good. Okay, because I liked Aquaman.
And
I thought Shazam looked okay.
And it had Superman at the end. Mm-hmm.
I thought he was the poster I'd seen. Yes.
Neck down, and you don't see.
Steel, in the Man of Steel costume, yes. too.
They don't show us. It's not Henry Cavill? Nope.
No. They negotiated with him, and he said he wasn't going to do it. And so they said, we're moving on. And they showed him neck down in costume. But it was a really good movie.
But okay. here's the thing. Right. That doesn't matter for the movie because it's good without it.
It is. Right. It really is. It was just a throwaway.
Just a way to fucking introduce him into the... Yeah. Okay.
Because they're showing Batman.
We're part of it all. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's interconnected.
That's true because in the trailer it showed the bat, a Batarang and...
Yeah, the Batarang was early in the movie.
Okay, yeah. And then article about Superman.
Yeah.
That by far is my favorite DC movie so far.
Yes.
Shazam? Okay.
I liked Wonder Woman, but Shazam is by far better.
I liked Aquaman, too, and this was still by far the best one.
I haven't seen Aquaman yet.
Aquaman was good.
Aquaman's good for the villains.
I'll give you my Vudu password. You can just fucking log in.
I still like Man of Steel better than Nolan. That's just me.
Yes, I bought it.
Man of Steel is great.
I bought Man of Steel. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean,
don't like the redefining of that character in that. And his entire upbringing.
The movie does have flaws. Don't get me wrong. We can say that for another time. It's just, it's still strong. I thought for a jumping off point for cinematic universe, mm-hmm. I thought it had way more pros than cons.
They put the effort into it.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
It really set everything up.
Yeah, and then they just fucking shit the bed on,
Batman v Superman,
and then of course the Justice League.
It's, yeah,
the thing that amazes me is watch Justice League, watch the scenes where they're about to fight Doomsday. Mm. Look at the backgrounds. The backgrounds look the exact same as Spawn. This is almost 15, almost 20 years later.
I'm going to go watch it now.
The CG on the backgrounds looks almost as bad as like when Spawn is in hell in the movies.
that was like 1998.
It's because they want you to focus on the characters. They don't give a shit about the backgrounds. They didn't spend any CG on it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now that I'm thinking about it,
it's like this weird, and it almost looks like a screensaver from Windows 95. It's just not good. And holy Doomsday himself, you didn't put any thought in that character design.
No. It's not the worst CG I've seen. No, but you're totally right. No, I get it. It was. Yeah. It was.
You're putting the money in. You're not putting the money in the right spots.
No,
that's
shit.
All.
Yeah, yeah.
So along those lines, we also watched Alita: Battle Angel.
Amazing. How was that?
Man.
It was horrible.
Oh, really? I was going
to
rent that. I thought about watching it.
So I was on the fence about it. I knew a little bit about the anime. Aaron thought it looked good. And we started watching it. And she's like, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So okay. The CG was great.
No redeeming quality?
No. Nothing? No, really not. And no... No acting, no story, nothing. So, pass on it.
I disagree on that one. I enjoyed it a lot. I think it deserves a sequel. It probably will get a sequel.
Yeah.
It definitely sets up for a sequel. The CG was really good. I was surprised that they did it that well.
The CG wasn't bad.
The concept of like this automaton trying to find her humanity throughout the whole thing was interesting.
It just didn't hit with us, though. Like...
It is super anime.
Super anime.
Super anime.
I mean, even just the look of her.
Even the interactions with other humans were just kind of...
I just thought it was a weak story.
No. I thought Christoph Waltz was fun.
He was fun, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. And then we saw Venom.
Still haven't seen it.
I liked it.
The one thing that sucked me out was the restaurant scene with Hardy. Where he was flipping out with Michelle Williams, and he climbed into the lobster tank.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. He climbs into a lobster tank to cool down.
Before he gets checked out.
It's more of a buddy comedy.
It really is. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for that scene, I would have really liked the movie.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see Tom Hardy and the Venom symbiote recreate Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. That would be pretty good.
Like honestly, most of the thing is just like slapstick comedy between those two characters.
Yeah, they would sit there and talk back and forth. Yeah. No one else could hear it, and so everyone else is like, "What? Who are you talking to?" Yeah. But it was entertaining.
The only thing that detracted from that movie for me was the end battle was just meh.
Yeah. It was just okay. They introduced a bunch of symbiotes they created.
They did what they should have learned from Transformers. Venom and the thing he fights in the end, same color scheme. One's yep. just bigger.
Yeah. Yep.
So when you have these like liquid symbiote things fighting. Yeah, there's
no
cloud. Galactus.
No parallax.
So I watched a movie called Hellfest. That's okay. my recent movie. Ever heard of this movie, Hellfest?
No.
Apparently out in L.A., they got this thing where it's a haunted house theme park. Think Fright Fest at Six Flags.
Yeah.
But a little bit more intense. And you have to sign a waiver or whatever so that the actors can touch you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would you ever allow someone to touch you at a
No, house? No.
It gives a whole nother level of kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
But the idea being there's Closer. A killer as one of the actors.
Closer.
So... It's a horrible movie. It's a B movie, to be honest with you. But it gave me a good idea, thinking, would you ever go to a haunted house where they could touch you and really actually pick you up and take you to another room or something like that?
It's full on like Zero Dark Thirty type shit. Yeah,
exactly. And I was just like, not a good movie, but an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Interesting concept. So
there's one of those down in Tennessee, I think. There's one that does that in Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. You have to full on sign a waiver and they give you 24 hours to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I saw it in some documentary, but he's super proud that like no one lasts more than 2 hours with him. But you sign the waiver for 24.
Oh, wow. To go into a theme park.
For and 20? if you like last the 24 Jeez. Hours in their care, no, you don't have to pay.
Oh, wow. Really? No thanks.
No, nope. No, thank you. Okay. I don't feel like getting waterboarded.
No. I like being waterboarded.
Yeah.
So
it's like being married, right?
Oh, Jen, sorry.
Is she awake?
Yeah, she's awake.
She's still high.
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I just see her playing on her phone, and then my fiance just went to bed and said, "I'm fucking tired. Fuck everybody."
So we also watched the trailer for a movie called Ready or Not.
What?
Oh, yeah. That is...
That might be a classic horror comedy growing up.
That could be...
I'm sorry.
Like, see, now granted, August has a bad...
Just curl up on the couch. It's fine.
Okay, I will.
It's cool. We're totally not talking right now.
Jen's talking to me too, fuckface.
Well, then go over there, asshole.
I'm trying to be a good host.
Well, you're being a terrible podcaster, so pick one. Fuck.
He's the hostess with the mostest.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I need more
Ready
beer.
Ready or not?
I need more beer.
Oh, yeah.
Ready or not?
No, August okay. August has a bad month.
No one that we really know, I think. There's one actor I
like, no,
noticed.
I'm trying to think of... But like, what I hate with August is that normally when a movie comes out in August, it's like when studios don't like dump like their films.
There's no dumping ground anymore. There's
not?
There's movies coming out. DC
well,
coming out all
it's
year
back
round.
To school... Yeah. Month, so yeah, lower.
I mean, August
turnout,
is normally the month where people like studios are like, all right, well, we're just going to dump our shit. They're like, all right, we're thinking.
Well, then where's my fucking New Mutants? Anyway,
holy fuck, that still has to come out.
It's not going to.
It will never see the light of day.
It'll show up.
It looked. I mean, it looked interesting. I thought that X-Men thing.
It'll be like the
with like a horror spin on it.
What was that guy's name?
I thought it looked kind of cool.
They're taking it and putting it in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Oh,
Doctor Strange is going to be a horror movie.
Yeah,
so well, it's never going to come out.
Being New Mutants,
no, New Mutants will never come out.
No, it won't.
I was interested to see.
I think right now it's scheduled for March of next year.
And then how long do we have to wait for Deadpool 3? Think about that.
I thought it's part of Phase 5 or something like that. Or the Ryan Reynolds teased something about showing up in Phase 5, which I don't know, could be true. I
that's just him talking, though. I think
eventually we'll get to X-Force.
They will probably release it, but it won't be part of the MCU. It'll be separate Fox. Yeah. They'll keep it away from Disney.
I still think it's going to end up on YouTube somewhere first.
Jesus.
It probably will.
So, thoughts on Ready or Not?
That's not my genre, but that's something I would definitely probably watch when it comes out.
It looked funny. It looked insane.
From the trailer, woman marries into a very rich family that got rich over games. It seems
it was like board games and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a period film, though. It looked like it was 1800 type shit. Or
it looked modern, but it's like a Victorian
turn
of the century mansion they're in.
Okay.
And the night of the wedding, they have to celebrate by playing a game as part of the family ritual.
Game and of hide and seek.
She picks the game of hide and seek. Okay. And so the patriarch of the family is like, okay, you have 12 hours or whatever it was.
Until dawn, basically. Until dawn. Stay hidden until dawn.
You have to stay hidden. And if we find you, you lose. And so she goes and hides, and they all grab weapons.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
At which point, like, there's also, like, a shitty sister who doesn't know how to fire any weapon. And, like, all these maids keep getting fucking killed off because they're just stepping into the shots and shit.
Adam Brody amazing. Is one of the brothers.
Adam Brody, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. And what's her butt from Michael is one of the, maybe the mom. Mm. Andy McDowell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't know.
So this is going to hit theaters. This is like actually...
Yeah. Yes. It's coming out this month. Yeah.
Horror comedy is just my jam, so that's going to be good.
But no, it looked really seriously funny and good. Like well-produced, funny shit.
So a lot of money put into it.
I'll check it out for sure. I mean, I'll probably wait to rent it, but it looks good.
Yeah.
I just don't go to horror movies much in theaters. That's just me, but...
You like porn more.
I do. It's free. Sorry, right. What are we talking about?
Yeah, what a world we live in.
Yeah.
Jesus. What do we got? What else we got?
I read The Boys.
Yes.
I read all three omnibi. Back
I'm on the first omnibus. Yep. All right, so imagine the Justice League and they're shitty people.
Yep.
And the worst of the worst. And the CIA is out to take them down.
Corporate shitty people.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh, that's the shit on Amazon. I'll have to watch that now.
So,
okay.
So they tone this.
Simon Pegg show up at all?
Yeah, yes. He does. Okay, good. He's
that's
in it.
I didn't know. Okay, thank you.
Let's just say, the new girl on the team has to blow Superman, Flash, and who's the
Deep
Aquaman?
Aquaman.
The Deep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
you're kind of. Sure.
I'm gonna go home and watch it.
Yeah,
as soon as we leave here,
they tone it down for the show, but that's what happens in
but
the comic.
But it's not that different in the show.
Yeah,
cool.
But yeah, it's an amazing show too. The book is fantastic. It's toned down a little bit for the show, not much.
Hmm.
There's still graphic sexual situations, super graphic violence.
Perfect.
The guy that got to play Little Huey, the main character.
Yeah.
Fantastic casting. Simon Pegg is actually his father.
I'm so excited to see it. Yeah. So the comic starts with Little Huey at a fair with his girlfriend, and the Flash character runs by and disintegrates her.
He's left holding her hands.
Yes.
And that's how the show starts, too.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's one of those comics that just
spoilers.
Kicks off just like that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a Garth Ennis take on established superheroes, and it's messed up.
I don't think they do it in the comic. Maybe they do in one of the other ones I didn't read, but they go to a secret superhero sex bar.
That was in the first omnibus, so...
Where they're just like... There's like people levitating in the middle of the air, completely naked, fucking, and there's like, oh yeah, there's just a lot of horrible shit happening, and it's
perfect.
Great.
And it's great.
Steve snort. All right, so I read Die Volume 1.
I have not read that yet. D&D or those stuff.
Right? Yes, it's about a group of D&D people who disappear into their game for 2 years. And when they come back, Dungeon Master?
Yeah.
The leader of it's gone. The DM's gone. And one of the girls is missing an arm.
Am I the only D&D nerd in this group?
You
God
are.
God damn it. Yeah.
We might have to do it on a future episode just so we can get inoculated.
Oh, hey.
We'll have to get Marcus involved.
Yes. Marcus would be huge on it. But
I could get my DM to come in.
All right. So 30 years later, they have
Dungeon
to go...
Dungeon Master.
30 years later, they go back into this world to kind of save their DM.
Oh,
and it's messed up.
So it's a little Narnia-ish?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Good book, though. I'm curious to see where it goes.
There's a good one on Amazon that's available for streaming right now called AFK, which is basically all these characters in this World of Warcraft-style world. Suddenly... They're trapped in their own characters, but it's live action.
Okay.
So, like, you get a lot of interaction with, like...
Jumanji.
It's basically Jumanji, but it's in World of Warcraft. So there's like a bunch of characters that are female that are really male in real life. And there's one that's female that's playing a male. And honestly, there was 20 minutes in one of these episodes where I was just laughing my ass off with this, like, it's a little person supposed to be playing like a gnome. And he's like, I'm kind of antsy and I'm kind of scared. One of his friends is like, why? It's because I have to pee.
Right.
Okay, so go pee. We're in the forest. Go fucking pee up against a tree. I've never touched a penis before. And so then you get 20 minutes of they keep cutting back and this little person's peeing up against a tree and he's like, it's still dripping.
Toner tells
okay,
the guys
think
all
it's
the time.
Going, but what do I do now? And the guy's like, wring it out. This doesn't feel right.
You're shaking it more than twice you're playing
it yourself.
It's just a lot of that really good. Yeah. It's worthwhile. AFK on Amazon.
All right. I just finished volume 9 of Sandman.
Only read the first part, yeah. But I love it.
It's so good.
Neil Gaiman, anything he writes is perfect.
Yes.
The Dreaming is also worth checking out. That's kind of the expanded universe off that.
Yeah. And then I just finished Star Wars Master and Apprentice. It's Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan.
Master like, Beta? What?
The Master Debater in the Cunning Language.
Master Beta? What? Excuse me? It's like Harrison Bader, Master Bader. What? Never mind.
I don't know what's happening.
It was a Cardinals reference. Sorry. So,
it's a prequel book. Doesn't tie into any of the movie stories, but it's okay. An interesting look at these characters.
Their relationship at some point in between what episodes, what would we say?
Before one.
Before one.
Okay. Yeah. So Qui-Gon being the sketchy Jedi that he was. Yeah. And it kind of draws on that and how he never got in the Jedi Council.
Sorry, that's a funny scene.
They haven't got to the scene where his balls are really big.
Yeah.
They also didn't get to the scene where Jennifer Aniston's dancing around and we'd all stop to watch. So.
What movie is this? I've seen this movie.
We're the Millers.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a really funny movie.
All right. Let's hurry up so we don't stop on the podcast while she's dancing.
That reminds me of at Comic-Con they announced they're doing a prequel comic series to talk about the... what's his butt? The bad guy from the current movies. Kylo Ren. The Knights of Ren.
Yes.
They're going to be explaining everything that happened from the time he left the damn Luke Skywalker school to now.
Okay.
And that's the only Star Wars announcement they made the whole time at San Diego. They're waiting for D23 to announce everything that's coming out for the movie.
That should still prove to be pretty badass, though.
Yep. Yes. I'm looking forward. That was Charles Soule, right?
Charles Soule, yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing amazing things with current Star Wars comics.
They are. Matt's giving up.
What the hell is that?
Big stretch.
Yeah, we got like less than 5 minutes.
All right.
Unless we're gonna stop now, that would probably
do. What do you got on Tool, Steve?
Oh, yes, Tool.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. So, brief news on Tool there.
Yeah. Yeah, 5 minutes.
I just saw an erection.
Sorry. So Fear Inoculum comes out August 30th.
That's their new album.
That is their new album.
How long since they've had an album?
13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13 years. 10,000 Days is the last one.
Because he's been busy doing like soundtracks.
He's been doing... No. That's you're thinking of Trent Reznor. He's been doing Pussifer and A Perfect Circle. Yeah, he's been doing that for the past 13, 14 years.
What was the name of the last one?
10,000 Days.
So he told you how long it was going to take for a new album.
Yes, pretty much. And then also, their whole entire catalog has been published on
Spotify.
Digital media. Everything. iTunes, Amazon.
It was Zune.
Never, ever before. It's been fucking 30 years now. Yeah. Everything comes out now.
Are they going on tour with this album?
I do not know.
They probably will.
He sat down with Joe Rogan to talk about it for like an hour and 45 minutes, but
I think it was longer than that. I think it was like 2.5 hours.
Have they dropped a single yet that we can hear you?
No, they have not done anything. That. Nope.
Okay. And when was it dropping again?
August 30th. I know Tom Morello has heard the instrumental version of the entire thing. He said it's almost as good as Anima or better.
Wow. I was like, that's high praise.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Morello, I'm like, fuck, why not, man? that's going to be something.
He has a good masterclass. Masterclass.com. He does electric guitar on that.
Yep. It's I hear he always talks about it on One Man Revolution on Lithium. So he's been talking about that for about 2 weeks now. But yeah, that's going to be something after fucking damn near 15 years of nothing. It's about goddamn time. So
One Man Revolution on Lithium sounds like my weekend.
But you're trying to. A divorced guy trying to bang chicks. Yay.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I don't have anything else. We need to go.
Too close to home there, Tony?
Yeah, something like that.
Way to go. Have fun.
Hey. Cool. So what? All their shit's now available on all the platforms.
Yes, right? You can buy it on whatever you need. Actually,
why did it take so fucking long?
He actually sat there and he just sat there and was in silence like he didn't have an answer.
Ego.
Probably, I don't know.
There's just not enough royalties.
I don't know.
You're running out of money because usually that's what happens. They start running out of money. They need to drop something new.
I don't know how the fuck could he's been touring with a Perfect Circle for God knows how long. Pussifer did very well. I mean, he's
okay. So also.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. I'm writing a book. I've been writing a book for a long fucking time because I keep coming up with side fucking projects and then not paying attention to my main fucking project. So, yeah, he's probably just been too fucking busy not doing what he's supposed to do.
He's got a winery in Arizona that's been doing amazing. I mean, shit, why not? I mean, he's got that. So what? If I had three bands and a winery, okay, I'd say I'd be doing pretty good as well. I don't know.
He had 13 years worth of other shit to do.
Tony, you sound so interested.
It's a mystery to me.
He's just mad because Tupac doesn't have another side gig or something.
Well, he's dead, Steve.
A Four Hands Tupac beer came out today.
No shit?
Seriously?
Yeah. Yep.
Really? What is it?
It's IPA, I think. And they had a biggie one come out, too, that was a barrel-aged stout.
If you put them in the same... Like
Dogfish Head is doing the same thing, East Coast IPA versus West Coast IPA.
Oh, man.
That's good. You know, just like them, Suge would kill me, too.
Zinger. Okay, cool.
Hey, there we go. Let's throw that to them.
Narrow Gauge?
Yep. Suge shot me. It's an IPA. There you go.
I think they're doing okay on their own.
Suge shot me out a window. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to try those out now. Shit.
Good luck finding them. Okay. I think they're probably selling out pretty quick.
Bummer.
All right. Go.
Does that mean we're done?
Yep, we're done.
Yeah.
30 seconds till the... Yep, go.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got this. Come on.
Outro.
Cool. Yeah.
Fucking...
Minus the 12 minutes or so we talked at the beginning.
Yeah, there we go. Right. Whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to episode 104 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue.
I'm not high.
Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com.
Spell it.
That's NYRDCAST.com. You can find us on social media, on all the major platforms.
Can
at
spell
Nerdcast.
It again?
Yes, at NYRDCAST.
Thank you.
We're a part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice Podcast Network.
Podcast Mo, too.
Fucking God damn it.
Spell it.
And Podcast Mo. It's because it's M-O for Missouri, not like M-O-E. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Modus operandi.
Yeah, that shit. I don't know. Look it up on Google or some shit. I don't know what's happening right now. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
Can you spell Toner?
T-O-N-E-R.
J.
Dave Matt!
Whoa.
I already said my name.
You did?
You did?
He did.
Didn't hear you at all.
Was that with your head against the fucking table?
Yep, I said Matt.
Okay.
Okay.
Sound guy Steve, see ya.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Spell it.
Black Jesus! Yeah, I love
1, 2, 3 kids.
Yeah, I love a vagina that looks like roast beef. Woohoo!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope Solo, your favorite soccer player.
You think when Hope Solo sends nudes, her like boyfriend's acting like, "Hey, if you're still at Arby's, you give me number 3
with the fries." It's fries. Yeah, there we go.
I don't think I've called my wife brother before, so
take your vitamins and this D. Say your prayers.
Vitamin D.
Hulkamania is about to run wild on that pussy.
This week's featured music is Two Notes Shy of an Octave by the band Red City Radio.